Hello and welcome back to another episode of Movie Deputy Reviews, where we are interrogating even more movies for their plot and content, bringing you, I'm not sure if it's what you want or not, but I'm hoping it is, because I go deeper into some movies than, I can't say that, and than anybody else, but I at least come at it from a different perspective. The movie that we're talking about today is going to be requiring some of that, and I do hope that you have enjoyed the last couple days of Rise, Dawn, and War as we prepare for Kingdom. If you are curious as to what I'm talking about, be sure to check out our last couple days of episodes, as that will make a lot more sense. But today we are talking about a movie that its title alone is enough to kind of get your attention, but maybe not for the reasons you might think. The title of the movie that we're talking about today is Boy Kills World. Now, if the grammar alone on that doesn't get you, I don't know what will. I don't know if the movie will. This one is probably, I kind of came up with this right after I watched this, but I came up with Murder Mayhem Monstrosity because I think that honestly kind of captures some of this. To say that this one got a guilty rating is an understatement. The amount of blood and gore that is happening on screen is not what you expect. I described it to somebody that I was talking to yesterday when I was just having a conversation of what movies I was going to be talking about this weekend. And they asked me, like, well, how would you describe it in a sentence? And I'm like, I just kind of sat there and I thought for a second. And I'm like, you know, it's Deadpool without the humor. And she looked at me and she was like, what? I'm like, yeah, it's pretty much Deadpool without the humor. It's got the gore and just the outrageousness and just kind of everything of that. So yes, it's definitely guilty. If you could figure out a way to combine The Purge, Karate Kid, Hunger Games with Squid Games references, you might come close to what you're seeing here. Now, if you can't imagine that, you're kind of in the same boat I am, except I watched this. This one is just, picture a totalitarian family that kind of rules everything, and they kind of got this whole thing going of like Hunger Games meets The Purge, where you're allowed to do these things on this one day a year, and it just kind of goes through and just culls society. It's called The Culling for a reason. And you can just imagine what's happening here. Well, there is a child involved in one of these at a young age, and he is taken in by a shaman and taught how to fight and taught how to prepare to avenge his family. And this whole thing is his training, and that it's playing out as he's trying to get to the person that took his family away from him. And the story itself is a lot more complicated than that. At its base level, there's parts of it that are entertaining. There's three separate scenes where you will likely literally laugh out loud, but they're brief. It's not like the movie is not a comedy at all. Like not even a little bit. Like I said, it's gory. It's a lot of fighting. They're trying almost to, forgive like my rolling here on this, I'm not trying to just fill space, but picture a video game fight sequence and then picture humans playing that out. And then picture you have Bill Skarsgård as the primary character here. And if you're familiar at all with the It movie, he is Pennywise. So you can imagine the level of depravity that he can bring out in a character. And he really does bring that out here, and he does well. And so when I look at this, when I look at the deputy scale, and I'm just really debating on what score to give something like this, I really struggle because I just keep getting caught up on the different things that I'm picking at in the movie. And it's not that I'm picking them apart. It's just I have to compare this part of the story with this part of the story. It's like, okay, was there meaning to it? Was the story fulfilled at the end? Was there justice? Was there at least some vindication? how does it fit in with all of these other movie tie-ins that it's grabbing stuff from? There's not an original thought in this movie. Each scene in this movie, if you are familiar with this type of movie, you can nitpick and you can sit there and pick apart every single scene in this movie. It's like, oh, they were inspired from this scene by this movie and by this movie and by this movie. And okay, was it creative to bring it all together? Yes, but is it anything that stands up to that kind of scrutiny that it takes when you combine so many different ideas into one thing? That's where it really struggles. Though this movie is far from forgettable, I am giving this movie just a 4.75 out of 10 on the Deputy scale, because it struggles to even be a decent story with significant flaws, which it has, but it's a struggle to even reach that level. And for a lot of people, this probably would be a very forgettable film, because there's nothing in it that just stands out to really set itself apart. There's, like I said, there's not an original thought in this entire story. And that kind of just kind of captures that whole thing, and just, it seems like it's gathering it up and it's gathering it up and it's gathering it up, and then it just drops it. So, like I said, I'm not going to spoil the ending for this, because it does have kind of a unique ending to it. But again, it's one of those ones you could pick from a lot of these other movies. Should you experience this, this may not be the last one of these that we see, because there is a bonus scene all the way after the credits. Mind you, you have to sit all the way through the credits, like past where they're talking about all of the songs and everything. Screen goes black. That's when you get the bonus scene. So if you do experience this and you want to see more, stick around for that bonus scene, because it really leads into the whole thought is like, okay, what's next? Or do we even want to know? I guess we're going to find out. So be sure to come back tomorrow. I can't guarantee that the movie is going to be any better, but it'll be just as entertaining. So I can't wait to talk to you then. Bye-bye.